What's up, Pete?
My name's Ben. This is my band, Porches.
Hey guys, the fucking band from Chicago is playing.
Why did you tell him to go say that?
You're always starting a song.
Thanks for having an ear.
So,
your ear works.
You're too loud, man. You killed my vibe.
Perfect.
I'm actually not from Chicago.
I'm out of here.
Dude, fuck that shit.
But I am on tour from Chicago. But I'm moving to Phoenix. And this first song is about living in Chicago. This was actually started during a session with my other band, which is called the Bone Down Jammers. We broke up pretty quickly though because I said some things I regret, and one of the band members had an alcohol problem. But we can talk about that later.
Shot at my bus stop, he was across the street from a liquor shop. He was riding on a bicycle, he was on his way to a gas station where he would spend his allowance on wrestling magazines and sweets. And now they will never wash his brains out of these streets. It was a stray bullet, but it brings the rain just the same. And it's all heavy rain. Heavy rain. Well, a couple weeks later and just a few blocks away, it was Halloween. And a brother was a pirate, and his sister was a pirate queen. And their father, just like every night, he was a janitor on the graveyard shift. But they convinced their nervous mother to take them out and door to door. And someone must have thought those kids need to learn that life is hard, because their mother was shot dead right in their front yard. It was a stray bullet, but it brings the rain just the same. And it's all heavy rain. Heavy rain. Tell yourself a story, you better fill it up with hope, because you're losing your grip on the end of your rope, and your fingers are callous, your tongue it burns, and no matter what you do, the world still turns, and you will take a different bus line home. But they can't take a different bus line home, and the potholes on the south side, well, they fill up with rain just the same. And it's all heavy rain. Heavy rain. I don't want want to talk shit anymore. I don't know what we had to go and do that for. Instead, tell me something that I don't know, like how hope dies and where it grows, cause it ain't down here on the ground where old empty bottles are all we found. Just because I hate myself, that doesn't mean I want to be like anybody else. And just because I didn't pick up the phone, that didn't mean I wanted to sit here all alone. And just because I'm feeling blue, that didn't mean it was anything that you did do. But I'd like to get scratched between my ears. I'd like to dry somebody else's tears. And you're all so great, but you're so far away. And I'd like to know what you had to say when your trains were late, your planes were delayed, your garbage was overflowing, and your bills were unpaid. And please turn off that metronome when I'm out of time. I feel at home, and listen for the joyful noise. Well, it ain't much, but it sure destroys me. And you get when you're sad and bored, and C and G are my favorite chords. So I've been on the road with my friend Matt of the Gun Shy for the past 11 days. You kind of lose track of time when you're like traveling a lot, I guess. When I say you, I don't mean you specifically, because I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. But like generally, people do that. If you want to do that, that's cool. But I guess you could keep a calendar and like rip a page off every day and then save them and then count them at night. That might be a good way to keep track. But, it's been a really fun experience. I'm sad it's coming to a close. So, I'm feeling a little sadder than usual when I play, I guess. But thanks to Kevin for playing. Is he even in here right now? No. Well, I'll rethink him later, I guess. In private. And Rebecca and Josh, that was really great. The only time it might have been better when I saw you guys play was when you made cookies. Because there's good music and good cookies. And I'm excited to see Matt play. He's playing next, so stick around. And I think there's someone else playing. Travisaurus. Yeah, I hope that involves dinosaurs. It's not just like a tease. John Bill's not in here right now either, I don't think. That was good. So, let's see. Yeah. It's what we do. It's what we do. Yeah, that's how it's done. Better get to work. You better get out of that bed where those hard questions lurk. Where you think about things and they never make sense. Like how you still feel miserable after paying food rent. I can't look your lover in the eye. How you traded smoke for all these guys. Yeah, it's what we do. Yeah, that's how it's done. What we do, it's what we do, yeah, that's how it's done.
Thank you. This song's about a friend of mine. It's more like three friends of mine who I rolled into one person for convenience sake. It's metaphysically violent, but so is all art. When you get down to it, it's just reductionist and dehumanizing. So I'm reminded every day when I check my karma points. Okay, so never like play music when you're wearing corduroys and a tie-dye shirt, because people will assume you're a hippie. When you say things like that, they take you really seriously instead of thinking you were joking. Which, if you're really into, like, checking your karma somehow, that's cool. I didn't mean to make fun of you. My soldier friend, Will, you'll go away with stars on your eyes and stripes on your shoulders, marching to the rhythm of patriotism and singing songs of national might, and everything will be alright until the one dark night you go out on patrol. Hear the voices cry, Will, hear us now, we're everywhere, we're on fire. Cut us up and you split us apart and you soaked us in gasoline. The only question that matters now is not who struck the match, but is it murder? Will, keep your eyes on the red, white, and blue. Put your hand on your heart, you know what to do. Will, keep your eyes on the red, white, and blue. Put your hand on your heart, you know what to do. And you came home with questions to ask that no one could answer. Your portrait of the world, painted black and white, had dissolved into prisms of natural light, and the lies you were told, and by the glory you were sold, and all we can say is we're sorry. The orders you were given may never be forgiven, and all we can say is we're sorry. The power of pride has left you dead inside, and all we can say is we're sorry. Will, keep your eyes on that red, white, and blue. Put your hand on your heart and you know what to do. Will, keep your eyes on the red, white, and blue. Put your hand on your heart, you know what to do. Well, 6 months gone by since you had to watch them die, and you still can't laugh and you still can't cry, and your friends with a bar stool and an empty bottle, and the girls love your outfit but they smell like bullshit, and there's no one around who could understand the power you held in hand. The sacrifice you make for every life you take, and there's no parades in the street tonight, no parades in your honor tonight, there's no parades in the street tonight, there were no parades in your honor tonight. Keep your eyes on the red, white, and blue. Put your hand on your heart, you know what to do. Keep your eyes on the red, white, and blue. Put your hand on your heart, you know what to do. two more real quick. It's already getting kind of late. Even though it's Saturday, you know, maybe I'll have like church tomorrow. And maybe Sunday school. Maybe other stuff to do in the morning. Brunch. People like brunch on Sundays. It's a good brunch day. That's my brunch day. Just another Sunday. Maybe I'll do three more though, because two of them are really short. This one's about my dog. And gauging on your reaction to this one will impact the one after that. It's kind of like interactive. So if you bark during the chorus of this song, which is when I say, because you're true blue, or if you want to meow or do like your favorite animal noise, like you can make an elephant noise if you want. I'll give you a second to think about it, and then I'm going to go into the song. Fur does not make for the very best ashtray. What kind of asshole needs to be told this anyway? Not the kind of asshole that deserves a friend like you. 'Cause you're true blue, you're no crowd participation in the next song, I can tell you that.
Meow.
One time I came home, you're so excited that you peed all over yourself. I thought that was great, so I gave you a treat to reciprocate. And when I throw the ball, well, you always run to get it. Even if when you come back, well, you tend to forget it. You're still true blue, you're true blue, you're true blue, true blue. So, I don't have any CDs left to sell, but I do have some compilations with lots of really great bands from Phoenix for donations. And I have a song on there. And I recorded a whole album with the band, and hopefully I'm going to be playing with the band again. And I'll probably be somewhere around here soon. I don't know. If you like the way it sounded tonight, it sounds 10 times better with the band. Didn't like the way it sounded tonight, it still sounds 10 times better with the band. So unless you like -10 hated the band, well, that would make it -100. If you didn't like the band, it's -10 times better than the band. So it makes, it turns everything around. Because -10 to negative is a positive. I don't know who invented that rule. God or man. Or is there a difference?
Bad man shit.
Wait, bullying man shit.
The song's about that. It's my last song. I know, but I changed my mind because you guys didn't bark enough. Sorry. The other day as I was headed in to work, I said, my friend, I'm sorry. Well, I haven't a quarter or a dime. I don't even have the time to comfort your distress. I do, however, wish you all the very best. Well, he looked at me and he said that that's okay. I will always love you anyway. And with a smile and a laugh in my middle class fate, well, he turned and he danced away. And I went to work, threw out bills, threw out Bush, and I wish I didn't think so much. He smelled of piss and vinegar on his way to a construction site, and he used to wear a suit in a windy city of yore, where he was surrounded by walls that numbered four. He'd take frequent vacations to his east and to his west, until one day his fed-up boss decided to suggest. He said, "Bill, you take too many vacations, so maybe it's high time you took some time to think about not coming back to work at all." One day Bill did. And when Bill got off the bus that day, well, he turned and he looked at me. He said,
Annie was struggling.
I thought you were someone behind me saying that.
She's like, you're like, whoa. Is there anyone there?